Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Wall Street surged a day after the Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate. The ripple effect usually lowers car, mortgage, and other loans. Freddie Mac announced that 30-year fixed-rate mortgages have dropped to 6.09%. Celebrating the good economic news, President Biden at the Economic Club of Washington.
Interest rates are going to be coming down, and they're expected to go down further. And that's a good place for us to be.
The president also noting wages and employment are up, inflation's down. On Wall Street, the Dow up more than 500 points, closing above 42,000 for a new record. The S&P 500 topping 5,700, another new record high for that index. In the presidential campaign, Vice President Harris in a live stream with Oprah Winfrey and Donald Trump attending an event with prominent Jewish donors and then with the Israeli-American Council. Nearly 1,200 Boston hotel workers have joined a nationwide strike. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Grand Lake Township man was killed when his pickup truck crashed into a Carlton laundromat on Wednesday. According to the Carlton County Sheriff's Office, 48-year-old Adam Forsyth was driving east on Highway 210 when he left the roadway and hit the building at around 8:30 p.m. When authorities arrived, they attempted life-saving measures, but he eventually died at a nearby hospital. They also say that while there were people in the laundromat, nobody inside was injured despite the significant damage to the building. One person was killed in a single-vehicle crash in Polk County in the early hours of Tuesday morning. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 2:15 a.m. on County Highway E in the town of Georgetown. Authorities say a pickup truck that was traveling north crossed over the center line and ran into a ditch before hitting a power pole. The driver of the truck was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Officials have not shared any suspected causes of the fatal crash. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited.
Team?
He was limited.
Take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe, large hail the biggest concern. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us. We got a big show today. Breaking news coming out of North Carolina. We're going to jump on that shortly. But it is the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. I know lots of you folks are tuning in for this possibility to win either cash or gold jewelry hourly, one winner per hour, or the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. There have been a couple of those games. Those can be cold. But the word of the day, chain. Chain, C-H-A-I-N, the word is chain. You will be chained to your seat listening to the Dom Salvia Show. So go to your Civic Media app. Download the app if you do not yet have it. Find your favorite radio station. Hit the text button on the bottom. Enter chain for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Chain, breaking the chains of love. I am super stoked to be joined by my friend Earl Ingram Jr., from Civic Media here, Monday through Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, man, we've been jawboning for the first half hour. The mic should have been on already, man. I feel like we kind of went through all our material. I appreciate you joining me just on the board. You can join us on the phones as well, 855-752-4842. Welcome, Earl.
Broadcasting around the world.
Around the world, man.
Oh, man.
Worldwide with the Civic Media app.
Oh, my. Hey, man, it's good to see you, man. Yeah, thanks for the invitation. I'm always excited to hang out with you.
Yeah, man, it's always so much fun. And today is no exception. We're going to have a lot of fun today. And this news coming out of North Carolina, CNN breaking. We touched on this just a little bit. But here is the reporting from CNN. The headline, I'm a black Nazi. North Carolina GOP nominee for governor made dozens of disturbing comments on porn forum.
Can you repeat that, please?
I am a black Nazi. The North Carolina GOP nominee for governor made dozens of disturbing comments on a porn forum. A little bit of the detail here. Mark Robinson, remember that name? Apparently, some GOPers have canceled their appearances with him because of the imminent release of this article. He is a controversial and socially conservative Republican nominee for governor of South Carolina, made a series of inflammatory comments on a pornography website's message board more than a decade ago, in which he referred to himself as a black Nazi and expressed support for reinstating slavery. A CNN K-File investigation found. Now, I wouldn't mention, as it hasn't been told here yet, Mark Robinson, I believe he's a current lieutenant governor of North Carolina, is a black man. Despite a recent history of...
I challenge him being a black man, but go ahead.
Despite... Oh, it gets better. despite a recent history of anti-transgender rhetoric, a lot of that going on in the Republican Party these days, Robin said he enjoyed watching transgender pornography, a review of archived messages found in which he also referred to himself as a perv. As a perv.
I mean, I guess there's something to be said for self-awareness.
At least we'll take what we can get. We'll start with the porn message boards. Now, the comments which Robinson denies making wasn't me. Predate his entry into politics and current stint as North Carolina's lieutenant governor. They were made under a username that CNN was able to identify as Robinson by matching a litany of biographical details and a shared email address between the two. I mean, not like covering your tracks, Mark. Now, many of his comments were gratuitously sexual and lewd in nature. They were made between 2008 and 2012 on Nude Africa, a pornographic website that includes a message board. The comments were made under the username Mini Solder, M-I-N-I-S-O-L-D-R, a moniker Robinson used frequently online. Now, Robinson lists his full name and his profile for Nude Africa, as well as an email address he used on numerous websites across the internet for decades. CNN is reporting only a small portion of the comments, given their graphic nature. What? Only a small portion? I want them all. I want them all.
Do you? Do you want that permanently in your brain, Dom?
I do. Because it's the hypocrisy of this guy. Just a little bit more, then we'll jump into it, Earl, with your comments. Of course, our audience, 855-752-4842. Now, many of Robinson's comments, according to CNN, on Nude Africa stand in contrast to his public stances on issues such as abortion and transgender rights. Now, publicly, Robinson has fiercely argued that people should use bathrooms only that correspond to the gender they were assigned at birth. He also said transgender women should be arrested for using women's restrooms. Quote, if you're a man on Friday night and then all of a sudden Saturday, you feel like a woman, you want to go to the women's bathroom at the mall, you'll be arrested or whatever we got to do. Robin said at a rally in February of 24, we're going to protect our women. Yet privately, under his username Mini Solder on Nude Africa, Robinson graphically described his own sexual arousal as an adult from the memory of secretly peeping on women in public gym showers as a 14-year-old. I mean, 14, you're underage, but okay. But apparently, this one, he still fantasizes about. This is what he said. I came to a spot that was a dead end. They had two big vent covers over it. So I just happened to overlook the showers. I sat there for an hour and watched as several girls came in and showered. I went pee-peed again the next morning, but after I went back, the door was locked. So those two times were the only times I was able to do it. Ah, memories. Keeping it in the Rolodex, Mark Robinson. Other comments on Nude Africa, he discussed his affinity for transgender pornography. Now, this is the one that's probably got the megas all mad. I like watching tranny on girl porn. It's always effing hot. It takes the man out while leaving the man in. And yeah, I'm a perv too. Exclamation point. In an interview with CNN Thursday, Robinson repeatedly denied that he made the comments. This is not us. These are not our words. And this is not anything that is characteristic of me. He said, presented with a litany of evidence connecting him with the Mini Solder username on Nude Africa, Robin said, I'm not going to get into the minutiae of how somebody manufactured these salacious tabloid lies. Apparently going on to say it's tabloid trash, so on and so forth. It's on CNN.com. You can find it. So he denies it. It's all made up. Apparently he's been a target since 2008 before he ever got into politics. If you believe what he's saying, Earl, there's so many ways to go on this. Your initial impression, please, sir.
So what was the congressman's name from New York who just...
Wiener, Anthony Wiener?
No, this is a guy over the last three years, who repeatedly lied openly and he became the congressman and...
Oh, yes. Santos,
whatever his name is. But this is a prime example. I don't know how you can get this far, Dominic, and they haven't vetted you. The guy is, as you just stated, lieutenant governor.
Currently, yes.
Right. So clearly he's had a political career, probably been a state legislator. And, you know, he climbed a ladder. And so you would think if a person reaches that level of exposure and the fact that he's running for governor before any party would support that kind of a person. Wouldn't you think they would kind of him? I mean. And then to have him talking in opposition, you know, to, you know, the Kamala Harris and others and speaking from the perspective of, you know, I'm a Christian.
Right.
And these other people are heathens. And knowing you've got this in your background, I don't know how you do that.
I mean, there's right? certainly a disconnect. You know it's there, if it's there. Now, he denies it. I would tend to think that this is not some sort of long-term strategy to undermine a guy from 2008 who worked his way up to lieutenant governor right now. But it's not just this part and the hypocrisy. And if you like watching tranny porn, okay. Well, then why are you so anti-tran? Why you got to be like that about it? It goes beyond that. He said some very anti-Semitic things. He's a Holocaust denier. He's an anti-atheist and anti-LGBT and Islamophobic. I mean, this guy, he has been held up by the MAGA as, here is our black representative. Here is our black governor. Look, the MAGA policies go across all sorts of lines, and he's our guy.
Well, you know, Dominic, he said some things about slavery. He said some negative things about, you know, blacks, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for someone who corroborates, you know, what they believe, and especially if the person is a person of color. And so, you know, this guy is not alone. He's maybe with the depravity of who he is, but there are a lot of others who are willing to stand up and say the kind of things that he's saying. He clearly is doing this because he's believing he's going to have a political career. Republicans are behind him.
Though they were.
Financially. Well, yeah, and financially, they certainly heard what he was saying and said, bravo.
That was great.
Bravissimo. More. We need to hear more.
That was before the tranny porn. Yeah. But the slavery comments, here we go. Let's see. Apparently, with a writing on a forum discussing black Republicans in October 2010, Robinson stated, unprovoked, I'm a black Nazi. That same month, Robinson wrote another post that he supported the return of slavery. Quote, slavery is not bad. Some people need to be slaves. I wish they'd bring it back. I would certainly buy a few.
What?
Uh-huh.
Well, so the outlandishness of that is hurtful, and it's hurtful because the Republican Party, hearing a guy speak like that, you would say that I would not want to be around anybody who speaks in those terms, whether they're black or what, whoever they are. They're hurtful. They're certainly, you know, things that don't do anything to uplift anybody. It certainly puts him in the spotlight. He wanted to be in the spotlight.
That's true.
And so when people who want to be in the spotlight, Dominic, and they want it so bad, and they finally get the spotlight, then these kinds of things happen.
But to your point, did not the MAGA faithful, the GOP in North Carolina, anybody do a search? Google search? I mean, CNN found it, unless they're creating it, which I highly doubt because these things are dated. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me today in studio. You can join on the phone, 855-752-4842. Just working hard for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open 855-752-4842. If you're familiar with that song, you might, because you listen to the Earl Ingram Jr. Show right here on the Civic Media Network, Monday through Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. And Earl's in studio with me. Earl, I remember I used to board your show way back in the day. We'd start with this song, and I was like, man, this is a great song.
Man, you know, that song came out 53 years ago.
I'm 53.
And every time I hear it, it's always, I mean, it's as important and relevant today as it was 53 years ago. What's going on?
Thank you for that song. I felt my blood pressure lower just coming off of that last segment. It was pretty ramped up, and now it's a little smoother.
Man,
well, I'll tell you something. If you ever get a chance, listen to the lyrics of the song. The lyrics are just absolutely effervescent and will last the test of time.
Earl Ingram Jr. joining me, 855-752-4842. Jess is on the board. A little bit more from this breaking news over at CNN. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson apparently leaving some skid marks on the porn sites with all sorts of comments. And apparently was down for the slavery. And again, this guy is an African-American. Slavery is not bad, but some people need to be slaves. I wish I'd bring it back. I'd certainly buy a few. But there's more. In March of 2012, Robinson wrote that he preferred the former leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, over the leadership in Washington during the administration of Barack Obama. I'd take Hitler over any of the S that's in Washington right now.
You know, if the more outlandish you are,
more attention you get.
Well, that clearly, man, you can't say. And I'm not saying the Democrats, you know, fell down out of heaven, but they certainly didn't come up out of hell like these people.
Yeah, I mean,
man, you know, to make the kind of statements that he makes, and he knew. When he was making those statements, he could care less about the backlash he was going to get from the community in which he, you know, comes from. And he totally dismissed that. He totally dismissed the pain that it would cause that community, because he knew that this was an opportunity for him, the Republican Party, to give him a platform. And he's running for heaven's sakes, he's running for governor.
You imagine this guy's governor. Earl, it just continues, and folks, we'll get to your calls, 855-752-4842. Robinson's comments on Nude Africa often frequently contain derogatory and racial slurs directed at Black, Jewish, and Muslim people. In a series of 7 posts in October of 2011, Robinson disparaged Martin Luther King in such intense terms as calling him a commie bastard, worse than a maggot, a ho-effing phony, and a huckster, that a user in the thread accused him of being in the KKK. Robinson responded by directing a slur at King. And in 2010, Robinson used the anti-Semitic slur Hebe when discussing how he liked the show Good Times, developed by Norman Lear, saying the show itself was a bunch of Hebe-written liberal BS. And regarding the Taliban, while discussing the Taliban, referred to Muslims as little rag-headed bastards, and that if Muslims took over, liberals would be the first ones to be beheaded, so on and so forth. I think we get pretty much enough. I'm good with that if you get the good feel here. As mentioned in the last segment, Earl, some Republicans apparently have canceled appearances with him. But, I mean, he's on the ballot right now, man. I mean, I don't know that he can get off and not, no more. And to say it again, he's denying all this. None of this happened as far as he's concerned. But we're in election season, man. I mean, people are early voting. Ballots are going out. What do you think is going to happen in North Carolina, a state that is in play, a state that Kamala Harris has been paying very close attention to?
Well, you know, man, the first thing, if I had a chance to ask him a question, I would say to him, sir, you've certainly condemned many different ethnicities. And, but I didn't hear you say anything negative about Europeans.
Yeah,
really? You really didn't. I would like to ask him why, you know, and so guys like him clearly look at this is, look, we're talking about him. Yeah. His name is out, right? Otherwise, if you look at him, he doesn't exactly look like, you know, like much. You know, kind of overweight, big guy, and, you know, it doesn't look to be very appealing physically. So, but he gets this opportunity, man. And so the opportunity of a lifetime by condemning others, at the same time, his life is an open book. His life is an open book, man. He's been on the internet. Listen, I'm not a guy who is so in tune to social media. But I've, you know, been around social media a little while. But you're not going to find stuff on Earl Ingram.
Oh, is that a challenge, Earl?
That's a challenge. You know, you're not going to find it. How do people think that they can do those and say those kinds of things, Dominic, and still think that they're going to be able to overcome those? We've seen this throughout the history of this internet, that people have said things and, you know, and then this has come up and now they say, well, it's not true. Well, the internet doesn't disappear, does it?
Come back, baby. The internet never forgets. 855-752-4842. Got some callers. Let's get to some of them, being very patient. Mike from Wausau. You're up, Mike. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi. I just was going to say that, these guys, they follow like a common playbook, and they'll either go after the liberal media or they'll say that they talked to God and Jesus and they forgave them, and that's kind of their standard way of how they deal with things like this.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I wonder, you know, is denial the first thing? Because Mark Robinson denies any of this ever happened. And listen, if that's what you're into, then if you like the tranny porn, then stand up for trans rights. You know, own it, man. If that's what you are, just own it. This is the Dom Salvia Show. We own it every time. 855-752-4842. Coming back with more of your phone calls in just a minute.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Robert Kennedy's appeal to get his name off the ballots here in Wisconsin. But here's the thing. Clerks have already started mailing out absentee ballots to voters all over the state. The Second District Appellate Court will get briefs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Kennedy's lawyers by the end of the day tomorrow. And a new study shows raising the minimum wage does not lead to widespread job cuts. The Economic Policy Institute says states with $15 an hour minimums outpaced the national average for job growth. Economist Ben Zipperer.
Minimum wages very consistently have ended up raising the incomes of low-wage workers, and they have done so in a way that doesn't cause any big negative employment shocks or big disruptions in the local economy.
The state minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and Republican lawmakers have stalled efforts to raise it. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Health officials are warning residents about an increased risk of rabies exposure as temperatures begin to cool down. According to a press release from the Eau Claire City County Health Department, as temperatures drop, animals like bats and skunks are more likely to start seeking shelter indoors. Residents should check their homes to make sure potentially infected animals can't find their way inside. If an animal does get inside your home, you should try to capture the animal and contact your local health department for testing. Two men accused of participating in a series of catalytic converter thefts in Bayfield County are facing additional charges in Ashland County. According to law enforcement authorities, 24-year-old Mason Shelvin and 23-year-old Russell Clarambeau are accused of stealing multiple catalytic converters from area businesses, including a car dealership and the Bad River Lodge and Casino, and then selling them to Highland Auto in Ashland in 2022. Shelvin and Clarambeau are scheduled to have their initial court appearances in the coming days.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wouldn't it be insulting to find out that your friends are swingers and that you've never been invited to one of their parties? Host of the Armchair Expert podcast, Dax Shepard, says those are the kind of texts he got when tabloids reported that he and his wife, Kristen Bell, were Hollywood swingers. Shepard told Drew Barrymore on her talk show that his friends were hurt that they were not invited to the parties. The joke is sort of on them, though, because now Shepard knows who all of his swinger friends are. Bong Joon-ho is directing Mickey 17, his first film since his Oscar-winning Parasite. Warner Brothers released a trailer of the film that stars Robert Pattinson, Toni Collette, and Mark Ruffalo. Pattinson plays a man whose boss imposes the task of dying for a living on him. Joon-ho's Parasite won 6 Oscars in 2020. Pattinson will also appear in The Batman Part 2, which is scheduled for an October 2026 release. Mickey 17 is currently in post-production and scheduled for a July 31, 2025 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe, large hail the biggest concern. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm a meteorologist.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open 855-752-4842. Don't forget, go for the green or gold text to win statewide contest going on. The word of the hour is chain, chain, chain. The word is chain. So download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station, hopefully the one you're listening to my voice on right now. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen. Send the word chain for a chance to win this statewide competition. Thank you for playing. Earl, during the break, we were reading a little bit more up, not just on the salacious details of the porn site that Lieutenant Governor and Governor candidate for Governor of North Carolina, Republican Mark Robinson. But apparently when he ran for Lieutenant Governor, Earl, he was down for a full-on abortion ban, right?
Right.
Yeah. So this is why Republicans have embraced this guy. Full-on abortion ban. Did he also say something to the effect that when folks were protesting that he wished that they'd be treated like the kids at Kent State?
You know, he said that he himself and his wife had an abortion. So how can you be opposed to abortion?
Rules for thee and not for me, man.
Yeah, when you and they. And he said this publicly that, you know, he and his wife had to make a call. And so how can you say that you're opposed to abortions? You yourself, your wife has had one.
Nah, but come on.
Details.
You're
right?
looking for consistency, as Jess said, for me and not thee, or for thee and not me. Depends on what the topic is. He's not the only, I mean, certainly Republican women have abortions. I mean, this is the most basic part of it. You want a national abortion ban, you're going to hurt a lot of Republican women. You're going to hurt women, period, regardless of what their political ideology is. ProPublica did the study. We had someone recently, apparently a year or two ago, died because of her complications, not being able to get an abortion because of doctors and insurance and the laws. They sat on their hands too long. She eventually died. She had a young family, had a five-year-old kid, was having their second kid, and she died because of this law, because of this bureaucracy, because of people like Mark Robinson, who would prefer that, yeah, we'll get our abortion if we need it, but you can't have one because now we want a law that bans it and puts people in jail if they perform them or get them. And better yet, let's have people go headhunting out there. You know, in Texas, if you track someone down in abortion, you get a bounty. I mean, what is going on here? These hypocrites, number one, and number two, this war against women and their choices. Earl, I don't know why the Republicans don't trust women.
Well, you know, man, I just clearly don't get the fact that they understand when you've already made a decision that you're going to sell women down the river. As if you don't need their votes. Right. There are more women than there are men.
Uh-huh. We outnumber
women
you.
Women vote more than men. Who in their right mind, Dominic, thinks it's a good idea? After Roe versus Wade, the overturning of that, Republicans suffered mightily. They've been suffering ever since. And yet they're still willing to stand on that. What does it say about the mentality of somebody who sees this, knows the impact that has had on their lack of being elected in Congress and in Senate and in state legislatures because of their continued support of overturning of Roe versus Wade. Yeah, yeah. You either they're not very smart people or, man, that's all I can attribute it to.
I mean, certainly there are true believers out there, right? Notwithstanding the hypocrites like Mark Robinson, who, wants a nationwide abortion ban, but he'll embrace it and have his wife use it if they decide it's good for them. That aside, I think there are true believers out there that will vote for anybody and anything so long they're single-issue voters. So long as they got the anti-abortion, anti-choice, if they're pro-government birthing, that those folks, that's the only issue they're gonna vote on. But that's not a majority, and you're not gonna be able to put together a coalition of those folks to get over the hump, at least not yet. And as you mentioned, man, the trend has been very bad since Dobbs came down for Republicans.
Yeah, man, I just, again, for the life of me, don't understand. This self-righteousness that they want to display and continue to display, it's not going to be beneficial to them in the long run, man. People yeah. aren't foolish, you know. And plus, we live in a society where people have a right. You know, I listen, that's your business is your business. My business is my business. And that's the way I live my life. I can't be concerned about what happens. And in this country, we supposedly have that right, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, to kind of do our own things.
Mind your own business, right? Mind your own business. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to the lines. It's a talk. It's a text. Kurt from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Kurt. What do you got?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to expand on what was just said. I think what disturbs me the most is that people like him and Trump, JD, they're cancers. Cancer is probably the wrong word. They're more like, I don't even know what word to use. I apologize. But the part that bothers me far more than their behavior is that so many people in this country find that behavior acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
To say
with that.
That I'm a Nazi, to say that, you know, everything they said in an older time, we would have turned our backs on them. We would shun them. They would have been drummed out of society for their behavior. So what bothers me the most is how many people have come out of the cracks, the dark, infected cracks that glom onto this and find no problem with it.
Yeah.
You would think if North Carolina had a functioning society, you would expect at least, 70% of the population demand that he's out. We want nothing to do with this guy. He's defective. He's a cancer to us North Carolinians. But you don't see it, do you?
Kurt, in some ways, and thank you for the comment. I always appreciate hearing from you. In some ways, we do. And this is the problem, as I see it, Kurt. They didn't walk away from Mark Robinson when he's being anti-Semitic. They didn't walk away from Mark Robinson when he's being anti-LGBTQ, when he's saying all these terrible things, when he's throwing these tropes out. They're walking away from him because now he's apparently down for the tranny porn. It was, you know what I'm saying? These things were very evident in some regards to your point, Kurt. These were the attractive characteristics of Mark Robinson. That's what drew the megas to him, was that vitriol, was that nasty messaging that he engaged in. And now when it comes to find out that he's on this these porn sites and saying these things, and certainly the slavery the comments about Martin Luther King and Obama and being a black Nazi, I mean those, and I would just emphasize the one that I would bet that bothers them the most is he was down with the tranny porn. 855-752-4842. It is a talk. It is a text. Mr. Robinson, let your freak flag fly. Come on, Mark. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Yeah, just and Earl will remember this movie. Maybe Dom's never seen it. But everything you always wanted to know about sex, but we're afraid to ask by Woody Allen. There was a segment in there where a Jewish rabbi's perversion was he wanted to be tied up and flogged while his wife ate a ham sandwich. That was his perversion. For these guys and what they're talking about now, on a more serious note, I brought this up on Earl's program, I think here as well. I mean, these guys who have embraced this, who are probably embracers of Project 2025, are acolytes of George Fitzhugh, who is a Confederate quote-unquote thinker who also thought that, well, we shouldn't just be black slaves. We should be able to enslave anybody. I mean, some Yankees, if we catch them young enough, we can actually, beat them into line, turn them into good slaves.
That's right. Put them on the ship. Bring them out. I mean, that mentality exists, and apparently it still exists today. Thanks for the call, Mark. A couple of the texters out there, 855-752-4842, talking about Mark Robinson. He said we should be slaves. We should be bring slavery back. Some people need to be slaves. And Andrew, of course, points out from Maine, would he be a slave? Yeah, I mean, be careful what you wish for, Mark Robinson. What else we got here? Dom, love the show. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. 855-752-4842. I think we got some more in here, but I want to spend time reading. Earl, the polling coming out of North Carolina right now, and ironically, some polling dropped today. I mean, this is that time of year. Two polls from North Carolina, The Hill and Emerson. The Hill, Emerson polling has Harris up one. The Carolina Journal has Trump up one. So this is anybody's race right now. Do you think this kind of chaos at the top of the ticket is going to bode well for the vice president?
Well, you know, depends on what part of the country you're from and you're in. And North Carolina is not, you know, exactly the bastion of liberal thinking. And so, you know.
But it's half and half, man. I mean, you know, it's tied up right now. It's
about as purple as we are.
Right. I mean, it depends on the day, depends on the candidate. And this is, I think, a pretty terrible candidate.
Well, there'll be people who probably. So whose minds are going to be changed because of it is really the question.
Yeah.
Because those who are Republicans and who serve and believe in Republicans, this isn't going to phase them one iota. Those who are Democrats are going to vote Democrat regardless. But what it does is, I think, it's an embarrassment to the Republican Party. And the fact that they can support a person who has said, you know, J.D. Vance says some egregious things.
Right.
But they don't even register compared to what this cat has said, man. Who could say anything more egregious than what this cat has said? Right? Talking about Hitler, talking about the Jews, talking about slavery, talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. He's just as egregious a person as there is.
Is it shock jock, you know, politics now? Is this where we're at? I mean, say the most outlandish, crazy, bat guano crazy comment and try to get as much traction and clicks and money from the megas and the crazies who happen to hear it and want to go along with it. I mean, where we're at?
Well, the difference is the pressure that he hasn't gotten and felt yet, he's going to be feeling.
This is out there now.
Yeah. Right. This is out there now. And it's fine as long as it's, you know, you can deny it all you want to, but once it's a major story like this is now, for heaven's sakes, Dominic, we're talking about it. It's a major issue. It's a major story. He doesn't survive. How can he survive?
Well, because he's already survived this long saying the terrible things he's already said. So
But Dominic, in this instance, they've got him dead to rights with the hypocrisy.
Right. Well, but they have to have shame to have hypocrisy impact your voting block. There is none. There is none. I mean, I don't know if it would be worse or better for this guy to stand up and say, hell yeah, that's me, and vote for me, and let me tell you why, because he might be embraced even more.
Are you saying there's no shame in the Republican Party?
I would not want to broad brush right. The entire party, but this cat and some of these cats, absolutely no shame. If you can rail against the LGBT community, if you can rail against trans rights and be so mad about all the bathroom stuff, but then get off on the tranny porn, you know, it seems contradictory to me if you actually believe these things. They're not believed. They're in some regards, it's singing to the choir to get the megas to vote for him. You know, the shock jock attitude, the trolling, that is all part of the Republican Party. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Some comments for 2025 when we get back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes
should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. It's a phone number. It's a text. We'll get to some of those as well. Final call for the Go For Green or Gold Text to Win contest. The word of the day is chain. Chain. It is chain. Go download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite station. Text the word chain for a chance to win. Some of the texters out there, let's get to it. You're doing a great job. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you, Llama from Madison. Cam, we're effed when the millennials run for office. We find their deviant art accounts and all the follows for artists that make big knees.
Do you know what deviant art is?
I do now. not on my saved list. No, no.
Oh my God. It's a fan art site for pretty much any fandom that exists, as well as for people to put just their own original art. I mean, I had a DeviantArt account. But I mean, it was really big when I was in high school, and there were some interesting things that people made.
And back to the article here from CNN, Robin discussed his affinity for transgender pornography, and what he said, I like watching tranny on girl porn. That's effing hot. It takes a man out while leaving the man in. Yeah, I'm a perv too. Again, this is Lieutenant Governor running for governor of North Carolina. And to Cam's point, some folks find the word tranny offensive, and I appreciate that. Transgendered is the proper term, and I have transgendered friends, so want to be cognizant of that. But that is the quote from Mark Robinson. Doesn't make it any better. 844-752-4842. What else we got going on here from the message board? It is all people playing the game again. Chain. It is chain. Throw it in chain. So Earl, do you think the guy drops out? Do you think that this late in stage, you know,
absolutely.
You think
he'll be forced out? I don't know who they can fill in, but I don't think the Republican Party can suffer, you know, the ignominy from what is going to be coming down the pike for this guy. He doesn't just take the arrows himself. He's representing the Republican Party. And so they've supported him financially. They've supported him. They believe in him. And now, you know, they're not going to fall on the sword for him, man.
Independent journalist Brian Anderson, a former North Carolina State House reporter for the AP, brings word that there's major drama brewing. Well, we know about that. And apparently he is also reporting that folks, North Carolina Republicans are already putting pressure on Robinson to drop out even before the story was released. Sources with direct knowledge have spoken with Carolina Journal on the condition of anonymity and said that Robinson is under pressure from staff and members of the Trump campaign to withdraw from the governor's race due to the nature of the story, which they say involves activity on adult websites in the 2000s. According to the sources, Robinson has resisted withdrawing and privately denies the story.
He can't survive, man. There's no way he can survive.
Well, I mean, what do you mean there's no way he can survive? I'm not dropping out. You can lose.
Yeah, but you just mentioned that the Trump campaign is now, you know, they don't want these things. He got enough trouble himself, right? Then to have to carry this cat and all of his shortcomings.
What specifically do you think it is then? If it's not the transgendered porn affiliate love. Is it the comparison of Barack Obama to Adolf Hitler, or saying that Adolf Hitler was better than Barack Obama? Because I don't think that a lot of the MAGAs would disagree with that. I don't think a lot of the MAGAs would disagree that Martin Luther King Jr. was a maggot or a hoe effer, whatever, all those other things. I'm not clear that though any of those things that were said on this porn's chat site are any worse than any other things that Mark Robinson have said publicly. You know what I'm saying? So what do you think, Earl, of all the things we've read about and talked about today would put the MAGAs over the top?
The trans issue, man. because it's been the one thing that they have consistently challenged and talked about.
Is it you think maybe that's a little like overreaction projection from them? Maybe they're so many of them are into it that they're trying to get ahead of it and they react viscerally to it. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, Mark Robinson was all over the transgendered in the bathrooms issue, yet he enjoys watching them on porn.
So don't ask me to go into, you know, what's in their minds. I can tell you that clearly the fact that they have built their campaigns around, transsexual people and lied about whether or not the schools and assisting children with changing their sexual.
Public schools now. Yeah. I mean, you go to public school and they can't get breakfast. You know, can't do that. Hell, you got to have everyone pay for their lunch too. What are we giving everything away here? But the Republicans are so mad about all those things. But now they're apparently telling you, hey, you can go get your transgender surgery in your public school. This is the kind of thing they're saying out there.
Yeah, the same place where you can't get an Advil.
You ever try to get an Advil in school?
Yeah. Well, you know, man, it is. We're at a point right now, as close as this race is, any little thing like because there's only a handful of people. I don't know. They talk like there are a bunch of people still left who don't know which way they're going.
That's what
I don't know how that could possibly be.
Well, right? When they be in the media, they keep the horse race going, when they keep the clicks and the ears and the eyeballs busy, they have their own motivation as well. I'm with you, man. I don't think there's a whole lot of people out there that have not yet made their mind. I think it's a matter of turnout. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Earl Ingram Jr. Jess is on the board with the phones and the tunes. 855-752-4842. Coming back with more of your calls.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.